What do you wish people were asking you right now that's not about the protests themselves?
You know, I wish that people were already having more of a wide discussion about the tangible way in which we can try to heal what has happened to Black Americans for hundreds of years, having the dialogue about what reparations look like, and coming up with creative and nuanced ways to effectively meet those goals.
What are the wounds here? What do we need to heal from?
Well, what needs to be healed is 400 plus years of history that we're all aware of, but we've treated as the elephant in the room. And I think it's time to just take ownership and understanding and acknowledging that the oppression of Black Americans is no secret. And let's just do the work instead of pretending that things are something that they're not.
What do we need to recognize here in the Roaring Fork Valley? Such a privileged place in a lot of ways.
I see opportunity for challenge in healthy ways. The Roaring Fork Valley has been able to pat itself on the back in not being so racist or not having issues with the police. But ultimately, there aren't enough Black people here to even test that out. And so thinking about that, how did that come to be? Well, it's the systemic oppression mixed with, you know, the white privilege and white fragility, and being able to welcome Black Americans into the Roaring Fork Valley and in a way that makes them feel at home and makes them feel like they want to stay, I think would say a lot to taking a next step into being integrative and actually being able to have other voices in influential positions, because they will be available. And it's not okay to say, oh, well, they aren't around, so, oh, well, we have to look at why is that.
Let's talk about next steps. What long-term steps need to be taken beyond the protests themselves?
Since this is so very uncomfortable for everyone, maybe we need to, instead of avoid that, lean into the ways in which we can be uncomfortable and it actually help us thrive. And I think that just kind of having us exercise new ways to create dialogue with one another, but having like a tangible goal at the end, can be a way to, you know, exercise through those, you know, uncomfortable moments.
Sehari, I'm wondering what the last few weeks have been like for you as you've led this movement here in the Valley.
I mean, it's pretty intense. I think that if we can help curate a way to level the playing field, it doesn't feel so much like it's just us, because we know that in order for that to even happen, it takes the collective. And so while it felt like we had to be the ones to wake people up, it definitely doesn't feel like we have to be the only ones to see it through.